Tonight on a very special edition of Won't Shut Up and Skate.
Tonight on Fox.
I'm going to doing this off the cuff, so you know,
I'm going to spin the wheel again.
Wing it.
All right, ready?
Okay.
Hey, y'all. This is a little bonus feature for the podcast. This is not an official episode, but it's more of a PSA.
There you go. Welcome to the Won't Shut Up and Skate podcast. But like Harjack said, this is a little bit of a different... We're gonna call it a PSA, an
infotainment.
My name is Chip Queso. This is Kerry Jackson, and we're here joined by Jimmy Coleman.
Howdy, fellas.
Jimmy from Dallas, Texas.
Thanks for having me.
We're in Dallas. We got to interview Newton. We got to interview Craig Johnson, and we're here. And it is time for us to talk about a few things. And we're bringing this to you here. The tone's going to be a little different because we're serious, and there's a reason. Of course, we are passionate about Texas skateboarding, and it is what developed us. It what made us who we are. And one of the things as skateboarding has progressed on is now the old folks are collecting, and there's nostalgia, and there's wall hangers, and there's all those things that are happening. And before we kind of dig into the meat, because this conversation between us three has been going on for quite a while, months. Before that, the whole thing was, we need to give Texas its respect. We need to give Texas its props. We need to give Texas. Make sure you tag and post and give love to Jeff Newton and all these things, etc. And that's kind of the reason that we do this. This PSA, public service announcement, however, is coming from a little bit of a defined tinge. I don't even know if that's the right word. It could get a little off the cuff here, but what we're talking about is there are board makers out there that are making boards that are straight up graphically reprints of other graphics, and they're being sold, and nobody's given props, nobody's given love, nobody's given money. And that's just kind of a brief idea into this, but do you have another more intro to that, Kerry?
Well, I think there's nuance here, because to me, a big part of skateboarding is it's not a sport. It's a lifestyle. It's a creative outlet. And a big part of it is skaters like to do their own thing and like to make their own reality. When you go street skating, you're kind of bending reality to your whims and trying to, adapt to what you're seeing and make it work for you. And so most skaters are pretty creative types and like to make stuff. If there is, if you wanted to get the first board you ever owned when you were 12 years old and you can't find it, they're not doing a repro of it, you want to make your own version of it, do a little homemade job. I think that's cool.
Assuming eBay is too expensive or your collection, whatever.
Even if you could find it on eBay, and even if you could afford it, making your own is kind of cool. I kind of dig doing your own thing, creating your own thing. Like Fugazi always said, we don't sell t-shirts. We don't merchandise ourselves. We kind of think it's cool when our fans make their own t-shirts. Like, if you like us enough to make a t-shirt with our name on it, you're a fan. That's a real fan. So I could see that. But when you start mass producing things that are just direct ripoffs, you just copied somebody's graphics and made a silk screen, and you're running off a couple hundred of these boards and selling them for hundreds of dollars each to where you're making tens of thousands of dollars, that's not going to the people who did create that thing or the guy whose name is on that board. I think that's pretty whack. I think that's really a lame thing to do to somebody. And it's not creative.
No, and let's clarify as we bring Jimmy in. And the reason is because Jimmy's been real instrumental in trying to help get some things accomplished. And that is, it started with the love with Jeff and all that, and Jeff Newton and Zorlak boards being produced. And then we came across a character who has been producing a board that has never been redone. And that is Jeff Phillips Sims Breakout Board. And that's kind of where this came in, is that, as you alluded to, the reason we're doing this PSA is not that they're not just giving props or love or anything. They're not doing shit that promotes or helps the skateboard community, much less gives the justice, appreciation, or love to the other skaters. And so I'll bring Jimmy right into this and where it kind of started, where you found out about it, what we know.
Well, I mean, there's people that are doing this on a much smaller level, and I'm not trying to rain on anybody's parade. And like right. you said, like, you know, people want these collector's pieces and they want memories from, you know, the old days to hang on their wall. And, you know, that's whatever. And again, I get it. It's out there. That's not what this is about. I was driving to work one day. I'm driving on the freeway, and as I get off the highway and I get come to a stoplight, like I see this post, I'm like, who the hell is this guy? And he's got all these pictures of, he's got these photos of all these different colorways of the Phillips breakout deck, and he's got t-shirts and he's got all this stuff and he's selling them at $250 a pop. And I'm like, who is this guy? And the thing was, he posted it in the Jeff Phillips skate park group with this whole story about how he supposedly knew Jeff and he stayed at his house once and he's going to donate money to suicide foundations. And it was like, who the hell are you? And I'm looking at all these photos, and then he blatantly admits, I printed 50 of each one of these colors. Now, there's some debate on how many colors that he had because there's different colorways. But I mean, if you want to get down on the low end of it, there were at least four different distinct colors that he was selling, on his website at $50 a pop.
No, 50, or $250 a pop. For 50 boards. Yeah. So it's 200 boards. Yeah. That's 50 grand.
Yeah. So I mean, do the math. I mean, he's making a lot of money, and that's just on that. So then I look at his website, he's ripping off Mark Gonzalez decks, which, you know, Mark's still around, so he can go figure that out. But there's Black Flag stuff, which I'm sure those guys would be too stoked on. But the other big thing was he's got Jeff Grosso decks. He's got these glow-in-the-dark colorways. And his whole shtick on his website is you buy a sticker or you buy a t-shirt for $250, and then you're getting the board as a gift. Now, you're printing the exact graphic, the name, the company, like on the top. Like, it's even, it's the shape, it's the old school bolt patterns.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks like the real deal.
Well, didn't it evolve into that? Because part of this one is, if you can't get the board and it's too much and Jeff Phillips breakout goes for thousands of dollars at this point, then you're going to flood the market with boards that aren't legit, and you're selling them at high prices to collectors so that they can put them on their wall who may not ask the questions or know the difference. So therefore, you're putting fake shit into it, and they're going to go, I got a Phillips board and all that, which somewhere down the line.
No, you don't.
You don't.
No, you
don't. It's going to turn into, you know, into not being a real board. So not being a real board because it wasn't authorized and all that. And so the pure pretentiousness of being able to do that, especially to somebody who's no longer here.
Yeah, he's not here to fight the fight for himself. Two people that aren't here to fight the fight for
didn't
themselves.
Didn't ask the question, didn't ask permission, didn't ask, didn't tag, didn't post, other than, can I sell it? Now, the evolution, I think, and again, Jimmy's been on this. If you know what we're talking about, and you see the dicks from Dallas, they're talking about us.
Yeah.
Are we saying names? Yeah, I did it. Yeah.
I wasn't going to advertise for him because he's going by a different name as of today.
There's a few dicks. You'll find it
off Facebook.
Right. And and it's not here to be scandalous because what you're doing is scandalous and making all that money, but it's evolved because once you started calling this out, and again, you and I, Carjack, have been on this thread with you for 6 months at least. At minimum, you
were going back. This was beginning of January where I found this post. Apparently, this guy
has been
doing this for a while. So I found this beginning of January. So this was last month for me where I found this, and then I started diving into it. And I made just one comment in the beginning, but it wasn't just me. Like, there were a lot of other people piled on this guy. Right. Like, hey, who the hell are you? And then, you know, his whole story about I stayed at Jeff's house once. Like, people started coming out of the woodwork. Like, what does house look like? You know, what? How many rooms was it? Like, then, what street was it on?
We think this guy's 30, so there's no way he would have been eight staying at Jeff's or something.
There's
craziness.
Two different variations of that. There's one guy whose name came right back up because Tracy Weller went full like private detective and got a name and an address within an hour. I don't know who he reached out to, but other people in California that I talked to in the Grosso camp were like, hey, same name kept coming up. But this other guy who's got the photos on Facebook that you see holding the boards, like, that's not the same guy because this kid looks like he's in his 30s or something. So there's some gray area there. We have a couple of names. I don't know if they're real names or not, but they're in cahoots. One guy's got the money and the space to go do this, or they're using somebody's warehouse or facility because there's no way they're doing this in a garage somewhere.
With that mass amount. Now, the evolution I was alluding to, that when you originally started going and then they started calling out people from Texas or the fuckers doing this and et cetera, and it changed. Originally, he was selling the boards for around 300, I think, 300. And then this was started coming up. He stopped posting pictures of the board and started posting pictures with yellow police tape that had the breakout Jeff Phillips shirt. And he said, if you buy a shirt, you get a free board. The shirt's $250, $350.
Yeah.
Within a week or so, I think what that evolved into was a raffle. Okay, these guys have got us. I'll find another way around. And he's been very open on the internet, going, I'll find another way to do it. I'm going to sell it no matter what you got. What are you going to do to get me? Like, he wants to make his money and get out. So now he was doing a raffle. I'm going to get 20 bucks from each dude until I get to about 400 bucks. And then the guy who's next in line gets it. Something of that nature.
I don't know if that's him or if those are people that are buying his stuff and then doing these raffles. There's some gray area there as well, where supposedly, like, once his first website got shut down, where he says he's under maintenance, but it doesn't exist anymore, and now he's got another website. So those things started showing up on eBay, and eBay claims that they care about copyright infringement and authentics. They don't give a damn as long as they're making their money, because everybody's reported these things and they don't go away, and they're right back up. So then now they're on eBay and they're going for $350 to $500, and it's two guys in particular that are selling these things on eBay, and I don't know if they're buying them and then flipping them, but it is rather convenient that all of a sudden they've got four or five different color versions, and then two get sold and then two more go up.
Yeah, and they're popping up like two or three new ones every day.
Yeah, and you could Google a couple of few years ago and you could look for those boards and they never came up, and now they're not only flooding the market.
There were $2,000
and they're increasing. And then the thing about it, it's bad skateboarding family and people. The reason we're doing this is because we care about who owns the rights and who gets the props and who gets the justice. Now these guys are like, well, fuck those dudes. We're going to keep selling them, and we're going to keep. So they're dudes that are like, I don't give a fuck. We're going to do it anyway. Fuck those guys from Texas or whatever it is. But they're perpetuating this, that's leading this to where it's become much larger than it was.
They think they're this group of outlaw renegades. They think what they're doing is awesome, and then their whole thing is they keep saying all this stuff like, oh, Jeff would be stoked. Like, Jeff would not be stoked. He hated this kind of stuff. Right. And if he was around today, like, he'd punch you in your face if you were still alive and you were screening boards and making money off of him.
And these are guys who will never come to Texas. They won't set foot here. They don't want to show their faces here.
Well, that's the irony. Other people have called them out, and they're like, I'm going to pay you a visit. And one guy's like, oh, I'll be waiting on my doorstep. It's like, well, then why do you hide your face? Right. Why do you not use your real name? And when people ask you, you never give them an address or a phone number and say, hey, come on out and see me.
Because he knows he's doing something illegal, and he knows he's doing something shady and not cool. And it turns out, apparently, he's wanted for a whole bunch of other stuff. He's been stringing along all sorts of people with fraudulent schemes.
Right. I was going to kind of allude that in. This goes deeper, because I coined stupidly an
invest. Won't shut up and skate. Yeah. Inside reports.
Right. Investigation. And because it came up that Jimmy goes, look at this. And this is a text that me and Carjack will get a few times a day or a week or whatever. And he's like, and it's a video of a girl who's claiming to have done wrong by this guy and owing him money. And there's accusations there's accusations of other things.
Yeah. She paid him and never got the stuff she paid for.
Right. But then there's other posts that make it seem like they're in cahoots. Just trade me some of the old Jeff Phillips boards and we'll call it even.
Yeah. Right. There were screenshots that he himself posted of a guy, I think his name was Brandon, that he says is that chick's boyfriend.
Right.
And that he, in those text messages, this guy says, hey, I paid for half of this operation. Give me three or four of those decks. And we'll call it even.
Right.
And his whole thing of posting that was like, oh, look at this guy trying to extort a couple of boards out me and then telling people I'm a stand-up guy after that. So it's this weird little network of like collectors, and there's other people that are screening stuff and selling it out there.
And I'm not going to get into politics, but it kind of has this like, and I'm not, again, not even polish Trumpy, but it's like, I don't give a fuck. I'm going to lie. I'm going to openly lie. I'm going to tell you, fuck you, I'm lying, and I'm still going to keep doing it. And meanwhile, they keep getting either shut down or side hustle. They have to go somewhere else. He keeps saying online, I'm going to find another way. So he's basically coming back and going, fuck you guys. I'm going to find a way. I'm going to live my life, skirting this, not giving a conscience about it, and moving on, because I can get away with it, because everybody wants these boards, but there are no boards to put unless he fakes them.
That's the thing. There's a market, and they're going to keep doing it. And you're right. When he gets a letter in the mail or gets legal paperwork, I don't know how that works. I don't know how that happens when you get a cease and desist or what the process is. I'm not a lawyer, but he just finds new ways around it. And like the Facebook thing, one of his minions posted that he couldn't get into his Facebook account as of today. He's got a new name and more fuck you kind of stuff that he posts up there.
And so it's more like helping Bonnie and Clyde. Hey, if you can't get them, you can get through us and we'll get you to them. Thing, which is crazy, dudes. It's crazy.
And they're all posting pictures of the stuff that they buy from him and whatnot. And they're this little gang of kooks that are like, oh, this is awesome. And they think that they're doing this awesome thing and that we're just a bunch of lame asses here that are just you know, spinning
we're
our wheels.
Yeah. And we're trying to, you know, protect the intellectual rights of friends and people that have done it. And like you said, Grosso and Phillips, of course, is the one that we're mad about. It's happening in some respect to Jeff's board, Zorlak graphics being printed with the copyright with a year, the same graphic. And again, we're not talking about tributes where they took that graphic and redrew it and kind of did something in an essence. These are straight up the graphics.
And they're also not one-offs.
They're correct. They're not one-offs.
Large quantities of these and making tens of thousands of dollars.
That's the thing. That one picture that I sent you guys in the garage, and there's easily 100 boards in the background. Yes. And then seeing the post of him going to whatever shipping outlet he goes to with box after box after mm-hmm. box. And like I said, you know, four different colors that we know of on the website at 50 decks each at $250. Like, there's some kook that's putting $50,000 plus in his pocket
right.
off our friend's name.
And if that works, you know he's going to do it again. He'll do another run of them.
Oh, they're about to run off a bunch of Gator decks. That's his right. next thing.
Yeah. Which, again, we had an offshoot conversation that Jeff would never approve like going to be associated after skaters, with Gator.
He seems to like going after skaters who can't come find them and
yeah,
stand up for themselves. But one's locked up, two are dead.
Yeah. Well, I noticed the Black Flag decks aren't on his website anymore. So now it's just the Gonzalez, the Grosso, the Phillips, which ironically, he doesn't post pictures of the Phillips decks anymore.
Right.
It's just a drawing of the t-shirt. It's not right. an actual photo of the
right.
t-shirt.
Right.
Right. And then, of course, his last, most recent, I guess, was the whole Lance Mountain primitive caveman drawing
board. I don't think that was a recent one. Somebody else had an old Tony Hawk board in there too that somebody else that he had bragged about had printed that one up. So
now here's
their fight. Those guys are still around, and you know that was one, not a garage full of these things like we've been seeing.
Yeah, and then you guys, of course, we don't want you to support that, and we want you to understand why this is important and why that's a bunch of bullshit, but they're continuing to perpetuate it by putting out these, and he's now going, I'm never going to do the Phillips again, which you know down the road he's going to try to be like, guess what, I got the Phillips again, but I've got some secret stuff coming, I've got something coming, which alludes to the same thing. He's pulling off stuff that people can't find that he thinks he can get the money for. I mean, I don't know what it's going to be. Is it going to be coffee break? Is it going to be, I don't know. But
he didn't post that directly. Again, that was one of his minions that posted that. So I think that might have been just a fuck you to us because, you know, we've obviously given him some problems. It's not just us. I mean, there has to be a bigger network of people out there that are also trying to put the clamps down on this guy because there's no way that, you know, what we've done is just purely getting him. There's other people out there. I'm sure the Grosso camp's all over this as well because I get email after email and Facebook message every day about this and text messages and people are like, yeah, fuck those dudes.
Yeah,
so they're not very well liked in California either.
To expand upon it, there's tie-ins that we're finding with a skateboard company producer because somebody's got to be able to produce that amount of product to make that happen, and they've got to front it or whatever.
So, yeah, to do that, to cut those decks, to do the screen, I mean, they do good work. I mean, those decks look great.
Sure,
so, you know, not trying to advertise for the shitheads, but, I mean, it's good work. And, you know, if you don't know any better, and this is kind of sidebar, somebody that we know, not saying names, reached out to me and said that someone that he's friends with bought one inadvertently, not realizing what the situation was. And then when he saw the chatter, was like, oh, man, and now feels bad about it because he bought one because he just wanted it. He didn't have one.
Sure,
he wanted one to hang on.
I don't have one.
It's that kind of stuff. Like, I've got friends from, you know, where I grew up in St. Louis that are reaching out to me like, hey, is this legit? And I'm like, no, don't give that guy a dime.
Right.
So somebody's got a facility that allows them because they need space. They've got a sticker machine.
Yep.
They've got a screen press because he's got stacks of t-shirts in those photos. And I mean, he can attest to this. I mean, you need some warehouse space and you need they're moving volume.
Yeah. You can't do that kind of volume in a one car garage.
No. And then I think that's kind of what's going on. I don't know who it is, but they've got somewhere that they're doing this. And I think the younger guy is the front where he's the shipping end of this. Yeah. So whoever else's warehouse they're using or equipment they're using, it saves them in the long run.
Yeah.
Right. So they're in cahoots or something. They know that they're doing something, that they're eventually becoming those boards, whether they're directly related or not, but they are because they're producing it and they know what the purpose is going to be.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a horrible thing. So, you know, I guess tying this down, I mean, you know, again, skateboarding is about DIY. Do your own thing. Be artist, punk rock. Don't do what the establishment is doing and all those kinds of things. But this falls into another level of douchebaggery because of all the things that you said. And especially we take heart to Jeff and that board especially and what it's doing. And nobody has any ability to do anything except for what we're trying to legally.
Here's the funny anything. None of us would have probably ever known about this clown or his little circle of people if he didn't come into the Phillips Facebook group and post this crap. And even if he posted the boards, I think people would have been like, hey, screw you, and given him a little bit of shit. But the fact that he came up with this horseshit story about how he knew Jeff and he stayed at his house and he's going to donate money to a suicide foundation, that's what poked the hornet's nest. So had he left that alone, he'd probably still be fine and he'd be selling these things on eBay and nobody would have been the wiser to it.
And when people started asking him, like, hey, which charity are you giving it to? Because I might want to give them some money, too. And his response was, none of your business. I don't have to tell you who I donate to. I'm like, well, then you're not really donating any money.
No, that's his tagline.
You're just a liar.
So whoever runs that group sent me a message, one of the admins, and they were like, should we pull this down? I was like, no, let's give him enough rope to hang himself. But then after a while, it became an advertisement.
Right.
So they took the whole thing down. But his whole back end tagline to everything was, you guys don't know the first thing, but you guys are bullies and you don't know anything. Like, this is what drives depression and people that go to see. It's like, dude, you're talking to the wrong fucking group of people. If you think you're going to put any of that double talk on this group, like, go fuck yourself, because you don't know a goddamn thing about it.
His initial thing was like, oh, I'm making these boards because Jeff was such a great skater and, you know, representing Texas. And then as soon as we all started calling him out, he's like, man, fuck Texas and fuck these guys. These fucking kooks in Dallas and Texas, they're just haters. Yeah. It's like, wait, I thought you liked Texas and that's why you printed this tribute board to Jeff. The tribute board.
Yeah. Thought you were keeping the stoke alive.
Right, yeah. I thought you know, positive vibes, bro.
So, jeez, it's so...
He's just a kook who is a ripoff artist. And so if you're listening to this and you see a Jeff Phillips skateboard on eBay or promoted on Facebook,
a breakout
for like $300, if it seems too good to be true, it's because it is. It's not a real one. It's a counterfeit one. This guy has also been called out by a lot of people for not delivering and just taking your money and disappearing. So buyer beware. And also, you're just supporting an asshole. You're supporting a kook who's kind of taken advantage of you and of a cool scene that was created here 40 odd years ago, and he's just trying to profit off of it now.
And you can do the same kind of research we did, because you'll dig in, you'll want to find out about this. Do some Google, do some YouTube searching. He's skirted some warrants and some arrests and things of that nature of some sort or another, and he's accused of some other, his name is mentioned in some other douchebaggery that's revolved around a lot of things.
He's trying to hold himself out there as like some kind of an artist and like a provocateur, that he's sticking it to the man. And I'm like, well, if you're an artist, why don't you create something original?
Because I want to give the people what they don't have.
No, because he doesn't have an ounce of originality in his body. This is, he's just a no-talent ass clown hack who's trying to make money.
That should be the name of this PSA, no-talent ass clown.
No-talent ass clown. I don't think there is a better way. Fuck ass clowns. Yeah, Craig Johnson says fuck ass clowns. I don't think we have a better way to end this.
And by the way, Mr. Kook, if you want to come give your side of the story, we'd love to have you on the podcast.
Yeah, that's true.
Come talk to us face-to-face sometime.
Talk about it. We're not here. We're not shy, and we're not here to threaten more than you better not be in proximity. But if you want to say something, don't call us out on the internet, because guess what? We'll be able to call you out way better than you ever probably will.
Come talk to us. Put up your side of the story. If you think that what you're doing is legitimate, if you honestly think what you're doing is legitimate, and that you honestly think that you're doing something awesome for skateboarding, then come on out, come talk to us.
Yeah.
Or make a post, show your face, and let us know who you are and be real about it, because that's what skateboarding is. It's about being real. And when you fuck with us in the sense of Texas and people we care about and people we love, and you're not giving props to Jeff or his family, and you're not giving props to Jeff Newton or any of the other things that evolved, then you're just biting our style. And like you said, that's not original, and that's definition of an ass clown, I suppose.
Talk to us about it. Or alternatively, you can fuck off and die.
Well, we won't go that far. Maybe we will, but we did.
I just did.
But
end of the day, you're a scam artist and you're ripping off our friend who's not around to defend himself. Same thing for Jeff Grasso. So you know what you're doing is wrong. That's why you go by fake names, and that's why you don't show your face. So you poked a hornet's nest. I warned you.
Yep. And we don't need any part of that in our skateboard family. So if you feel like you're part of it and you're doing your bros good, and the bros who are supporting you think they're doing good and they're getting one over on the Texas guys, go to bed at night and whatever you want. But that is not the right thing to do. And you're fucking with the wrong people. And
hey,
it's just dumb.
If you're a collector out there, you want a Jeff Phillips board, they're super expensive for a real one on eBay.
Sure.
I mean, I had a couple of Jeff's boards when I was a kid. They got lost over time. You know, I don't have them anymore. I'd love to still have them. If I decide that I want one again, I'll make my own. I'll paint something. I'll hand paint it. It'll be obvious that it's hand painted. You know, that's a tribute.
And Jeff would be stoked about that.
Yeah, go make your own thing. That's cool. That's fun. You'll have fun doing it. And if it doesn't look perfect, so what? That's cool. You did your own thing. But just buying a total counterfeit ripoff so you can hang it on your wall and tell people, yeah, I used to skate. Dude, there's way more value in just stepping on your new board and going and grinding a curb than there is in hanging the most perfect replica on your wall. Who cares? Like, go do something for real.
That's it. So thank you for joining us on this PSA. That's Kerry Jackson. I'm Chip Queso. This is Jimmy Coleman. Respect skateboarding. And don't do dumb shit, ass clowns. Don't do dumb shit. And there you have it. One step and skate, stirring some fucking feathers.
The future's up to you. The future's up to you.